If you happen to embrace the concept that things happen for a reason, that there's a plan for the road you walk, you'll be able to clearly relate to Rochelle Ruffing. The Idaho woman still can't stop the emotion when she thinks about her miracle man.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, I told him, you have something on this earth you're supposed to do, because a lot of people were put in your path to meet you for a reason. And you touched my life, and I touched your life, and there's a reason for that.
Rochelle takes us back to late June of 2020. She and her family were paddleboarding on the Snake River near Pillar Falls.
This was supposed to be a relaxing trip to heal and just kind of relax on the river.
She tells KTVB-TV she had a feeling something was wrong.
And I looked over, and the first thing that alerted me was I saw an empty kayak pop through the falls and start to sink. About 3 to 5 minutes after the kayak came out, I saw Brendan come out. He was face down, and all I could see was the top of his life jacket, and his head was suspended under the water.
Brendan Leese was just passing through this part of the inland northwest when he spotted the falls, the river, and decided to take a kayak onto the water. The young man was on a road trip with friends, far from his Michigan home. We're not sure how much kayaking experience Brendan had leading up to this day, but experience or not, when you catch the wrong end of a powerful current, it's easy to be pulled underwater. Rochelle and her daughter's boyfriend were able to get Brendan to shore.
Brendan's mouth was open. His eyes were open. It was very haunting. His fingernails were blue. There was no pulse. There was no breath.
The young man appeared lifeless. Nonetheless, instinct kicked in, and Rochelle began chest compressions. Eventually, a rush of water exited Brendan's lungs, and for the first time in minutes, he was breathing again. Paramedics took over and got Brendan to the hospital.
His friends texted me and said he's walking and talking, and I didn't believe them.
So she went to the hospital to see the miracle with her own eyes. Brendan was walking and talking and discharged the next day. And both he and Rochelle have a photo of their embrace in the hospital's parking lot.
I feel connected to him.
Flash forward to earlier this month. Remember when Rochelle told us,
I told him, I said, you have something on this earth you're supposed to do.
Part of that plan was a wedding. In early October, Brendan Leese exchanged vows with his girlfriend. And he invited Rochelle to be there. She remembers how beautiful the bride was, how emotional Brendan's parents were to see Rochelle, and what it meant to see her miracle man do what he was intended to do.
It's created a lot of soul searching for me. And one of the things that I think about is, when I die, what do I want my legacy to be? And it causes you to pause and really think, you know.
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.